This is Advanced Trainer Listening Test 5. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear 3 different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer, A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear a man and a woman discussing a work colleague. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
I hope Jeremy's going to turn out okay as the new store supervisor. I'm beginning to have my doubts.
Well, he's bound to take some time to settle into the role, I guess, but things aren't looking that promising. I've heard mutterings from several members of staff already.
I know. And it used to be such a happy team. At least everything seems fine as far as customers are concerned. I guess there's no reason to take it up with our line manager at this stage, but perhaps we should have a quiet word with him. You're good at that sort of thing.
Well, I wouldn't mind, but I think I'd be more in favour of hanging on for a bit. It might just be a matter of him getting used to our way of working with each other. He might just have been used to a less collaborative atmosphere.
OK, let's give that a try then. I hope Jeremy's going to turn out OK as the new store supervisor. I'm beginning to have my doubts.
Well, he's bound to take some time to settle into the role, I guess, but things aren't looking that promising. I've heard mutterings from several members of staff already.
I know. And it used to be such a happy team. At least everything seems fine as far as customers are concerned. I guess there's no reason to take it up with our line manager at this stage, but perhaps we should have a quiet word with him. You're good at that sort of thing.
Well, I wouldn't mind, but I think I'd be more in favour of hanging on for a bit. It might just be a matter of him getting used to our way of working with each other. He might just have been used to a less collaborative atmosphere.
OK, let's give that a try then.
Extract 2. You hear 2 people discussing an article from a local newspaper. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Look at this. They've gone and sacked their manager. He's only been in the post for a couple of years.
Is that because they've had such poor results recently? When everyone had said the team was on the verge of doing so much better than before.
Oh, it must be. And they've terminated the coach's contract too. But he's no loss. I never thought he was much good.
And you never thought much of the manager either, did you? You were always saying he was in out of his depth.
Yes, in the long term it might be a good thing, but it's still an odd time to do it. It's going to be pretty unsettling for the players. I wonder if there's more to it than meets the eye, some legal issue perhaps.
Maybe, but perhaps it's a relief to see the back of them if something like that's involved.
I'd agree with you if it had happened at the beginning of the season, but now I'm not so sure. Look at this. They've gone and sacked their manager. He's only been in the post for a couple of years.
Is that because they've had such poor results recently? when everyone had said the team was on the verge of doing so much better than before.
Oh, it must be. And they've terminated the coach's contract too. But he's no loss. I never thought he was much good.
And you never thought much of the manager either, did you? You were always saying he was in out of his depth.
Yes, in the long term it might be a good thing, but it's still an odd time to do it. It's going to be pretty unsettling for the players. I wonder if there's more to it than meets the eye, some legal issue perhaps.
Maybe, but perhaps it's a relief to see the back of them if something like that's involved.
I'd agree with you if it had happened at the beginning of the season, but now I'm not so sure.
Extract 3. You'll hear two students discussing a course they are doing. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
The Monday afternoon optional course seems to be turning out okay, don't you think? I thought it was going to be tedious at first, but it seems to get a bit better each time.
Yes, I thought I might end up dropping it after the first week, but I'm getting more used to the lecturer, and I think I quite like his style now. He's got quite a dry sense of humour, and I suppose vibrations could be an important topic if we're going to become hands-on engineers.
I'm not so sure about that. Anyway, I've decided to stick with it for a bit longer. I wish he didn't speak so softly, though. It's hard to hear his voice from the back of that huge lecture hall. If he wasn't so witty, I don't think I'd make the effort. And his slides have far too much on them. I can't read them when I'm sitting at the back. It's a good job he puts them up online for us.
I know. And did you see? He's also put up a coursework assignment for us. We've got to get it done by the end of next week.
The Monday afternoon optional course seems to be turning out okay, don't you think? I thought it was going to be tedious at first, but it seems to get a bit better each time.
Yes, I thought I might end up dropping it after the first week, but I'm getting more used to the lecturer, and I think I quite like his style now. He's got quite a dry sense of humour, and I suppose vibrations could be an important topic if we're going to become hands-on engineers.
I'm not so sure about that. Anyway, I've decided to stick with it for a bit longer. I wish he didn't speak so softly, though. It's hard to hear his voice from the back of that huge lecture hall. If he wasn't so witty, I don't think I'd make the effort. And his slides have far too much on them. I can't read them when I'm sitting at the back. It's a good job he puts them up online for us.
I know. And did you see? He's also put up a coursework assignment for us. We've got to get it done by the end of next week.
That's the end of part one. Now turn to part two.